Now, you've done something that not every actor, at least in this country, has been able to do. You've made that transition from child actor to adult actor. Now, do you feel like this is a big accomplishment, or is it really no big deal?
Well, I think it doesn't feel like a huge deal because I've always been doing other things along the way. You know, I've done all my I stayed through normal school and I do all my exams, and then I've been at uni and at music college and studying. And so it's something which has just kind of happened and which I've always been doing. So I feel very lucky that I've been able to keep doing it, and long may it last.
Okay, we've been looking into your past here. We've looked at your list of credits, and one thing we've noticed is you've done quite a few period pieces over the years. Are you drawn to period pieces, or has it just worked out that way for you?
I think I have done quite a lot of period things, and I love doing them. It's not because I've particularly looked for things in that direction, but it does seem to have just worked out like that. You know, and I love doing period things, but I love doing other stuff too. So
now, do you ever wish when you see a wardrobe list that it just says jeans and a t-shirt?
Yeah, sometimes. corsets and all the works can be a bit of a pain. Corsets and petticoats and button-up boots. And I mean, I don't know how they survived 100 years ago.
How old were you when you started acting?
I was about 7 or 8 years old.
And of course, we want to mention that in 1992, at about the age of 10, you landed the lead role in a major motion picture that I imagine changed your life. What was the name of that film?
That was The Secret Garden.
And you played the orphan girl Mary Lennox in that, right?
Yes.
Tell us about that experience. Do you remember much about that?
I remember every minute. I mean, it was a real life-changing experience. It was and it came about really by such chance and such fluke. You know, I was still at school, at a regular school, and I'd done a few acting jobs, but I just auditioned, and I went to lots of auditions and lots of recalls and screen tests, and then it happened, and it was the most exciting experience. You know, I was only 10 and spent the entire summer doing it, and the entire next summer sort of going with it to the States and all over. So it was really fantastic. Such a beautiful story to have been a part of.
Yes, and that movie gets a lot of airplay still on the cable channels. As I remember, you were a little brat in that movie, or at least you started off that way.
She started off as a little brat, certainly.
But she does kind of mellow out as she discovers this new life for herself, right?
I think so.
So at the age of 10, did you feel the strain of doing such a major part at such a young age?
Not at all. It was no strain. It was, honestly, it was just fun. I mean, it was a lot of work, and I was, you know, I was in it all the way through, really. So I was working long days every day, and I was loving every second of it. I think because I was only 10, it was just, you know, it was just a great, fun summer and experience. And the other two boys that I was acting with became great friends. And
let's go over your list of credits here. When I mention a movie, just give me a few seconds of whatever comes to your mind.
Okay.
The Langoliers.
The Langoliers. That was the first thing I did over in America, and it was a Stephen King film where I played a blind psychic.
With an American accent.
With an American accent, yes.
Yeah. Gulliver's Travels.
Gulliver's Travels, I played a giant. So I did a whole lot of stuff on the blue screen with Ted Danson, who was he was about 6 inches high in comparison.
And as I remember, at one point you adopt a miniature Ted Danson.
Yes.
Okay, Mother Time. Now, that's a movie that was produced in the UK, but has been shown around the world, I understand.
It has, and it's done quite a few film festivals all over as well, I think. And that was a great story. It was done. It was shown over here as a BBC drama, based on a book.
And can you tell us briefly about working with Maggie Smith on The Secret Garden?
Well, Maggie Smith is an absolute legend, and she was. I mean, it was so wonderful to work with her when I was so young, and I don't think I even realized at the time because, you know, quite who she was and how incredible. What an incredible actress she is, and she was just a really lovely person and a real inspiration to work with.
Now, we've read somewhere that you might be interested in directing. Is that true?
Yes, it is true. I've always had a thing, I guess, sort of growing up, you know, on various film sets and so on. I've always loved to be around and see everything that's going on, and I love the camera.
Could this be something that began back, even back working on Secret Garden?
I mean, Roger Deakins, who did the camera and design on Secret Garden, he taught me so much about the camera when back then. And ever since, I've kind of picked up more every time I've been on a set. And so I do love the whole creative aspect and production behind it.
We've also learned that, you probably don't know this, but we've learned that you actually have directed something recently. Is that true?
Wow, you have found out.
The internet is the window to the world, and we have learned some things here. Can you tell us about doing that?
Well, this was, it is true. I've just recently produced and directed my own, well, a music video, which was for a band called Bluk. But they're a great rock band, four guys from Denmark. And I did this originally as part of my course at music college, but I kind of branched out a bit and have turned it into a bit of an independent thing. So it was a really great experience, and I was quite pleased with it.
Since you've done so many different accents in the films that you've done, there was initially some question about your nationality. Kate, where were you born?
I was born in England. I was born in Surrey.
Since there was some question of where you were really from, we've put together a little test here. Now, this is to prove that you are a true Brit, okay?
Okay.
What is toad in the hole?
It's sausages stuck in mashed potato in a sort of pastry bake thing.
Very good. Can you name an ingredient in trifle?
Custard. Peaches and brandy. There's lots.
Okay. When you see a sign that says sleeping policeman ahead, what is ahead?
It's a bump in the road.
Very good.
Slow down.
You passed the test. You got all those right.
Well, I'm glad I passed the test.
You get the prize. We talked about the band. We talked about music a minute ago. But we're curious to know. You're 22 years old, right?
Yes.
When you're in the car cruising down the M25, what do you listen to?
Ooh, at the moment I've got a real jazz thing.
You listen to jazz. Are there any bands that we would know that you listen to?
Bands. I listen to a lot of jazz but I've got kind of a fairly eclectic. I mean, I went through a bit of an indie rock phase as well, and Matchbox 20 and Stereophonics and those kind of bands. But at the moment, it's a lot of Miles Davis and Billie Holiday and that sort of thing.